Election Day in Texas may not have any big cliffhangers, but the state is proving to be the laboratory of 21st century American politics. The Lone Star State is growing in population, its economy is growing, its diversity is growing. It will soon be a majority Hispanic state with the economic power of a Brazil. But according to the National Education Association, it spends less on education per pupil than any other state apart from Arizona and Nevada. The state of vast population, vast geography, and vast contradictions is the subject of Richard Parker's new book, Lone Star Nation, which could be a snapshot of the 2016 election. Richard Parker joins us from our friends at KUT in Austin. Richard, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, John.
So my big question is, how come Texas is so much like the future of America, but the rhetoric in Texas is so much like the past?
That's a great question. I think we are seeing changes in Texas that are only now kind of manifesting themselves. One of the biggest is population growth. People are moving to Texas from all points on the American map. Another is the fact that Hispanics will be the largest ethnic group in Texas, not in the future, but today. These things are sort of the tip of the iceberg of a much broader social trend with political impacts, and we're only seeing that tip above the water right now.
And part of that social change is something you describe very persuasively in people from Rust Belt states coming down to Texas to take advantage of the extraordinary economic growth, which says a lot about where Texas is going to be in the next 20 years. But they're using Texas's conservatism to make a play for a high profile. And one example of that is how Ted Nugent has become a spokesman for the governor's race, the Republican in the governor's race against Wendy Davis, who is the woman Democrat who is getting all kinds of pushback in her very, very difficult race.
No, that's correct. In fact, if you look kind of carefully at the landscape of who's who in Texas politics today, a great many of the sort of most conservative figures and even elected officials in Congress in particular are actually people who were part of that migration from the Midwest. They are not native Texans by any stretch of the imagination.
Why does Wendy Davis get so much virulent political rhetoric against her when you've got Ann Richards, who's already been a woman governor in the state of Texas and is actually revered as a Democrat?
I think that's a great question, because as I've watched the campaign unfold, Davis has been the target of misogynistic, sexist comments, just absolute tirades. Much of the very conservative media online, whether it's National Review or Red State, if you Google her name every day, as I do with all of the candidates, you will find that the top search results are fairly virulent attacks upon her character, her personality. But they're very virulent in some of their social views. And I think that comes across quite clearly in Davis's campaign. But I also think there's a second factor. This campaign, this election season in Texas, will turn out to be far more important than the numbers may suggest during the election itself. That is to say, this has been a real strategic battle between a hard right conservative Republican establishment and a Democratic party in Texas that's been virtually absent but assisted significantly by veterans of the Obama campaigns. Battleground Texas was founded, in fact, by people who are not from Texas, but are operatives who worked for the president in 2008 and 2012 very successfully to turn out huge numbers of the vote. And that's why this has been a strategic battle between the two major parties. And that's why the results will belie the numbers.
And, you know, let's note that Wendy Davis has made some mistakes in her campaign. So, you know, it's not all about horrible, vicious attacks on the part of Republicans. But it's interesting that you note that perhaps if there is a long-term strategy for the Democrats thinking about 2016, it's the fact that they've centered their base of operations very, very early in the game in Texas, anticipating that some of these numbers that you're talking about are going to shift in favor of the Democrats. Let's end this conversation with the discussion of the economic growth in Texas, which really is the big story, and that's one that's going to take us all the way to 2050.
Very true. I write that Texas is the California of the 21st century. That is to say, what we're going to see is a population growth that will double the number of people living in Texas from about 27 million today to more than 50 million by the middle of this century. We're also going to see that Texas, which has already survived the first 15 years of this century with a robust economy, will actually account for 1/6 of all the economic activity in the United States. It will displace Germany as, in fact, the sixth largest economy in the world by the middle of the century. The Texas economy will mean the difference between America being the number one economy in the world and China being the number two. If you were to remove the economic activity, the boom in Texas that people talk so much about, it would affect the strategic place of the American economy in the world.
And most of those people in 2050 will probably have never seen an oil rig and probably won't know much about cattle.
That's very true. The Texas economy is diversified now among six different sectors. Energy only comes in fourth. Services is at the top. That ranges from lawyers and accountants to hairdressers and carpenters. So what we're seeing, too, is that 80% of the population growth in Texas is not evenly scattered among across the wide open spaces, but it's concentrated in what's called the Texas Triangle, the area between Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin-San Antonio, and Houston. That's where 8 in 10 people are living in Texas. And in fact, by the middle of this century, 1 in 10 Americans will call Texas home.
Well, if you want to get a good beginning start on the issues and the demographics and the economic issues that are going to drive the 2016 election, you could do a lot worse than reading Richard Parker's book, Lone Star Nation, How Texas Will Transform America. It's a great look ahead at 2016 and beyond. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Good to be with you.